Hey there, listeners. Are you ready to unleash your intercommunication maestro? Well, do I have something exciting to share with you? Now introducing my new ebook that's about to transform the way you connect with others. It's called The Hidden Secrets of Master Communicators by yours truly, me, Tammy L. Davis. If you ever felt the jitters before starting a conversation or wish you could hold captive dialogue like the pros, this ebook is your golden ticket. Inside, you'll discover the strategies that turn awkward moments into confident interactions. Say goodbye to social anxiety and hello to genuine connections. Grab your copy today and witness your personal and professional transformation. Visit https://bit.ly/get the secrets. And I'm definitely going to put the link in the show notes to get your hands on this game changer ebook. It's time to unlock the communication secrets that'll set you apart. Welcome to the Messy Mind Podcast, a show to support you in seeing that messiness can lead to your light bulb moments. I'm your host, Tammy L. Davis. I know it's been a minute since the last episode, but my absence was for a good reason. My husband and I were preparing to send our son off to college. He was a scholar athlete and he was blessed enough to get an academic scholarship to a college in Atlanta. And I'm just, you know, everyone was asking me, well, how are you feeling? What are you thinking, Tammy? And at the time, it was just sheer gratitude and excitement, not only because he chose this college and actually got in, but the financial burden had been lifted from us, at least his first year. One scholarship, he got all 4 years, and then the other scholarship, he got the first year. He'll need to reapply every year, but just to be, again, in full gratitude and appreciation for what God did and the works that Jaden, our son, put in to for him to be in a position where he can go to school and really can focus on school, not have to worry about anything else. So that was a blessing. And again, everyone was asking me, well, how are you feeling? And all the other moms around me in our inner circle, they also have sons or daughters that have left for college. We were just all being, you know, someone had coined the term helicopter moms, getting them ready. But on the drive down to Atlanta, thoughts of me bringing him home from the hospital when he was a baby kept on swimming in my mind. And repeatedly, I was saying to myself, we're on our way to drop our son off at college. And it still feels kind of weird that he is there now. He's not here. I recently made a dinner reservation and I said, party of four when it's just three of us now. And we're in countdown mode. Our daughter, she just has 2 years left. She's an incoming junior. The countdown starts for her, but I just wanted to share some thoughts that have been going over my head and been reflecting on my son's journey. As I said before, he was a scholar athlete and he graduated with over a 4.0 GPA, and that wasn't always the case. And I've been telling Jaden that his story is one to share, and I'm going to share it from my perspective. He eventually is going to share it. I really would love for him to write a book. His major is English. He wants to be a writer. I don't know if this will be his first story, but along his journey, I really do want him to explain and share with others where he came from, how he did the work with the help of angels, with the help of God, of course, along the way. But when Jaden first started school, preschool, you're just learning how to share. You're learning, you know, how to be in the company of others. And that was fine. He was always very eager, very observant, very connected, or wanting to be connected to people. So again, he's in preschool. He was learning his letters and his colors and things of that nature. When he went to Central NEA, again, we were still in DC, DC proper. And that was very interesting time because he was going to a school where part of the day was supposed to be in Spanish and the other part of the day was supposed to be in English, but the English teacher was out on maternity leave. So we had two Spanish teachers. While it wasn't as severe as our daughter, we always say, Logan, her first language was Spanish, and it really was, because of her caregiver at the time was from Bolivia and spoke to her in Spanish. And Jaden had the similar path. By the time Jaden got to kindergarten, we were again still in DC proper. He was part of the DC public school system. He went to Merch, and the natural progression was for him to go to Merch, then he'll go to Dill, then Wilson. But at Merch in first grade, that's when his teacher, Mr. Welsh, goodness rest his soul, rest in power, I loved him, along with his secondary teacher, had noticed there were some things going on that with Jaden's reading and even his language. Just so ever subtle, but knowing how he was as a child, so observant and eager to learn and excited, some struggles started to come ahead, and not to the point where it was disrupting him, but again, Mr. Welsh was on it. He was just an amazing teacher. And even though, and even when we were read to him or at night and encouraging him to start to read, we noticed some things. So everyone thought it would be a good idea for him to get tested. And in the testing first starts with going to see the child psychologist. And I'll never forget this woman, Dr. Jones, worked with DC Public Schools. I still have Jaden's IEP. So what was that, 19 years ago almost? I still have his individual education plan. That's what you eventually get after you go through the testing, you go through the psychologist, and they determine that, okay, it's time for you to go into special education and what that looks like. And she just wrote the most amazing IEP. Because historically, if you didn't know, as a child, in particular, African-American child with an IEP, and my husband had one because my husband is dyslexic, that just can lead to many different biases, many different stereotypes. But the way that Dr. Jones wrote this IEP, first she starts off about how well-behaved Jaden is, and he was and still is to this day. I always call him a classic man, but just how he showed up as a very pleasant child who was eager and was observant and ready to explore new things and very well-mannered. But she starts by focusing on how pleasant Jaden is. And then from there goes into the recommendations of what he might need. And those recommendations eventually led to Jaden being in special education for his reading. Now, mind you, I remember going into the conference, and it was myself, my husband, it was the principal, it was a special education teacher, it was Mr. Welsh, his teaching assistant, and everyone's focus was what's going to be the best plan for Jaden. And again, the recommendation was special education, that he would leave the classroom along with other students, about five or six other students, certain time of the day in order to work with the special education teacher. And my thing was, how are we going to develop a plan for Jaden to learn? We all know that he's smart. We all know that he is very capable. But at the same time, how do we develop a plan for Jaden to learn properly, or the way that's going to fit him to learn, especially his reading? That went on. And then we moved to Pennsylvania. He finished out the school year. That was first grade. Yes. Second grade is when we left Washington, D.C. and then moved to Western PA. And he went through second grade. And he did pretty good. He did well in second grade, but still his reading, his IEP followed him. But it wasn't, again, ended well second grade, but it wasn't until his third grade where he was still in special education for reading, but he got connected with Miss Christy Woods. She is the angel, another angel. He already had angels in first grade. He had another angel come his way in third grade, and we had a conversation with her. She was assigned to be Jaden's reading specialist. And her biggest thing was, how do we find something that Jaden is going to be interested in reading? Because his reading, he was so-so. If he wanted to, That wasn't the first thing he gravitated to. Jaden's first thing was not to gravitate to a book. However, after working with Miss Woods for the school year, third grade, that's when we saw the total shift. And it started that summer. And really, to back up a little bit, what we found was that she let Jaden pick a book that he wanted to read. And it happened to be a Pokemon book. That is what started Jaden's love for reading, giving him the freedom to choose whatever he wanted to read. That was one. And also giving him the space to read in the way in which he wanted to read. She was there guiding him, giving him suggestions. And of course, she was the reading specialist. So all those guidance, support, tips, and tricks that she showed him. But after that third grade, and then we had gone to the beach for the summer, and in Bethany, there's a comic book store. This kid just tore through all the comics of this particular Pokemon series, along with the elevation of his reading. Still comic books, but now he's wanting series at a time. It was so fascinating that he still has those comic books to this day in boxes and will not let me get rid of them. I don't know what he's going to do with them. He says that they serve as a reminder to see how far he came along with his reading and his schooling. And that really was the shift. Third grade, summer. And the reason why I'm saying IEP to summa cum laude is that was it. From him gaining the confidence to master reading to the point now where, or to the point it had gotten to be, that was Jaden's first love. To read a novel, series of books, to wanting to write short stories, to eventually, of course, being his major in English and wanting to become a novelist. And I'm so proud of him. I look at him in awe. I'm so proud of him because I know where he came from. I know the frustration that he was feeling and the lack of confidence that he had within himself because he wasn't quite grasping the level of reading that the other kids were. And the times in which he had, I mean, the special education teacher in DC was amazing. The reading specialist was incredible. Not to have the kids feel a certain way. And at the time, Jaden was still getting A's and B's, but just to see him go from there to where he is today, end his middle school career with straight A's, and then go into high school with so many quarters and so many semesters where he is either magna cum laude or summa cum laude, and then to graduate high school summa cum laude. Jaden graduated high school with over a 4.0 GPA. I just wanted to share this episode and share my immense pride in everything that my son put into his academic career. And I always say to myself, was it the Spanish? Because when he was at Merge, he was also going to learn Spanish as well. We think that maybe the dual language that he was learning at the time may have affected his level of reading, and he could speak Spanish very well. I'm very excited that he's actually going to be taking Spanish in college. And he would always say that the Spanish teacher, just a little sidebar, the Spanish teacher would always say, well, Jaden, why don't you ever talk to your parents in Spanish? And he was like, because they don't understand me. Great grasp of the Spanish language that, again, we think that it affected his reading. However, just to again reflect on his journey, I'm in awe of him, and I'm so proud of him. And I will let him keep those Pokemon books and other comic books for as long as he wants. Maybe he'll pass them down to his kids. But just him doing what he had the guts to do and how that transcended into so many different areas of his life. I would say if there's any parent out here, if there's any aunt, niece, cousin that you know the child is in special education or has their own individual education plan, that you make sure you find what is going to work for your child, because only you know, with the support of other specialists, only you know what's going to work for your child. Only you can serve as an advocate for your child. And if something doesn't feel right or something's not working, you have every right to pivot to something that is going to work for your child. And I hope that this just serves as an inspiration that even though they might be where they are today, that if you just stay with them, that you give them the space to learn and grow to the rate in which they are comfortable with. And sometimes you do want to push them out their comfort zone. I think that Jaden definitely, I definitely know that we did that for him. At times he just wanted to quit or give up. And there's a way that you can push your child to their greatness because you see them before they even see themselves. Continue to do that in a loving, gentle way. And that's what I'm recommending. That's what worked for us, for you. You get to find one yourself, but just know that you too can have an IEP to summa cum laude. If this episode resonated with you, if you know someone by chance that is in this particular predicament, please share this episode. You know how to reach me. My contact information is always in the show notes. I would love to hear from you all. Thank you for joining us this time on the Messy Mind Podcast. Please visit our website at themessymindpod.com. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast so you'll never miss an episode. While you're at it, if you found value in this episode, we'd appreciate a rating on Apple Podcasts or simply tell a friend about the show. Always remember to embrace the messiness. It can lead to your light bulb moments.